When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Hobo.
Where the fourth quarter has gone pretty much how the third quarter went and the second quarter went for Phoenix. They are still beating up the Dallas Mavericks 90-68. 7.5 left to go. And for Phoenix, where things looked a little weird and didn't look really great for them, they really came on big time in the second half. We'll have more on this game coming up in a few minutes. But
do we really need to? I mean, we got 15 good minutes of basketball all night.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, look, we're going to get to Joel Embiid in a couple of minutes. Yeah, we're gonna have it. Don't worry. We're going to have it. Don't worry about it. But this is to prove to you, people are going to think, oh, this show is on repeat. No, it's not. We have another no-hitter alert. We have to do it, as Steve DeSager says. It is our job. Reed Detmers of the Angels has a no-hitter going to the ninth inning.
Well, they don't do that in Anaheim. Or they used to not.
The Angels are beating the Rays 12-0, so there is no more drama left in this game. But Detmers has a no-hitter. He is at 94 pitches. So I'm sure he's going to come out. I'm sure Dave Roberts just put on his Iron Man armor to go, you got to take him out, man. This makes me look bad. Every time that goes by, a guy stays in the game and makes me look bad for lifting Kershaw with a perfect game after seven. So it looks like he's going to go to the ninth inning with a no-hitter. He does have a walk. He has given up a walk to Walls earlier in the game. So it is a no-hitter while the Angels bat in the bottom of the eighth inning. Going to the ninth inning, we could see a no-hitter tonight in Major League Baseball, Mike Harmon. Could see it.
If only Dave Roberts could teleport.
You know what? I don't think that might not be able to happen. He might find his way to do it. Spock, why? What? Spock.
You're making me look bad with these no-hitter bids.
So we're going to have a no-hitter that we're going to be watching going to the ninth inning. Who knew?
On the plus side, Wander Franco, one of the young superstars and highly sought-after prospects in the game, he was signing autographs a bunch. So he did some goodwill before the no-hit bid by the Angels transpired. So, I mean, the fans get bonus. They got a lot of love from a young star and the Angels continue to roll. One of the great stories of the early regular season.
I mean, they're in first place, and Syndergaard is pitching well, and all of these things. The Angels are playing well.
Who's ready to go down to Anaheim to watch a game?
Oh, yeah, that's the best part. You could see a good team, and nobody goes. Right, you can see a good team. Like Bill Plaschke, our friend, always says, you could drive right up to the front, walk right in, sit down, get Jersey Mike's delivered to your seat. Oh, baseball in Anaheim is the best.
What's funny, though, is they still do draw over 3 million people a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like nobody's coming into the gates.
You have to pick the right games. Like, that's why I go, I go see, like, the Angels and the Tigers when, yeah, I can... Oh, that's perfect. I'm going to go see that. I'm not going to see the Angels and the Yankees. Everybody's going to that one. I want to spread out. Yeah, I'm going to go see Angels and the Tigers. I got 5 seats. I got a seat on my left, a seat on my right. I put my arms on.
Yeah, but you don't vacation in Detroit anymore. You don't have to do that.
I still vacation in Detroit. It's just summertime.
You said you were done with it.
No, it's summertime vacations. It's summertime.
Yeah, it's still a waste.
We're only going in the summer.
You live in California, and you summer in Detroit.
That's right.
Make sense, America. Add how about a Fresca? Add Swollen Dome.
This would be the first solo no-hitter for the Angels since Jared Weaver in 2012. They had a combined no-hitter a couple of years ago, but it would be the first solo no-hitter in Angels history since Jared Weaver in 2012 as we get ready for the ninth inning.
You've just now jinxed the hell out of this guy, you know.
I got to say it.
It's like you're an emissary of young Mr. Justin Frostberg, our executive producer, noted Dodgers honk.
Now I really have time because I've been waiting to give to throw this on you, throw this at you, now with Berman's birthday, now I have some Bermanisms that I want to give you with this.
Oh, monitor. Okay. Yeah. I knew they had to be waiting around the corner here somewhere.
No, and TJ, clearly, don't be coy, Detmers with a no-hitter in the ninth inning.
Wow. A coy Detmer reference.
With the score 12-0, I don't think the Rays can hope for a tie. Detmers hoping for a no-hitter. TJ. I knew you'd like those. I knew you'd love those,
buddy. You got the Detmers in. How do I not?
I got in coy and Ty Detmer. I got them both in. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks would get Ty Detmer in.
Uh-huh.
But to get coy in.
Oh, come on. No, that was the best part. That was the best part of it.
You kind of rope-a-doped me with that one. That was pretty good.
I've been sitting on those for about a good 15 minutes.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
50 minutes on it for you. So the ninth inning just getting underway between the Angels and the Rays. We'll keep you updated on this. Again, 97 pitches now for Reed Detmers. Again, no-hitter in effect for the Angels. Meanwhile, in the NBA, yes, we're watching the Phoenix Suns put their stamp back on the series. But earlier tonight, we watched the Miami Heat just absolutely bludgeon the Philadelphia 76ers. 120-85. This game was never close. Miami raced out to a 31-19 lead in the first quarter. They never looked back. Joel Embiid, a scary moment where he got hit in the face by the basketball, was able to continue. It didn't matter. He has a 17-5 game, which is exactly what the Heat would give him any day of the week. But still, he found time to talk tonight about the MVP. Because, you know, Joel Embiid, you know, you're not going to win the MVP. We know Nikola Jokic is winning the MVP. And there's nobody who has been as obsessed with winning the MVP like Joel Embiid is. But if you listen to Embiid here, this is from today, he really doesn't care about the MVP, but he's also not quite sure how he hasn't won the MVP.
Take a listen. I don't know what else I have to do to win it. And to me, it's like at this point, it's like he's whatever. He's all about, you know, focusing. Not that I wasn't focused on the bigger picture, but, you know, it's really time to, like, really put, you know, all my energy into the bigger picture, which is to win the whole thing.
Had to switch up, see things different, see the bigger picture. Oh, I was thinking
that's well done right there. I like that. It's good.
How could we not talk about MVP when MVP's all that we got? Embiid also said, hey, I knew weeks ago I wasn't going to win it. I'm not mad. It's just 2 years ago I put myself in that position. It didn't happen. It's almost like whatever. Except you hear him say how unhappy he was and how surprised he is. What do I need to do to win the MVP? There is nobody that is so desperate to win the MVP like Joel Embiid. No, I mean, can you imagine Aaron Rodgers having these conversations? How am I not the MVP this year? Or Tom Brady having, how am I not the, I don't know what else I have to do to be the MVP? And actually having these conversations during the season while they're playing. Well, clearly, I think I should be the MVP. I'm leading the NFL in touchdowns. It's week 13. I don't know how I'm not the MVP. Can you imagine what these conversations would be in other sports? Nobody cares so much about hardware and postseason recognition than NBA stars, and Embiid is at the top of that list. Because anytime you, hey, I'll talk about the, I don't know why I'm not the MVP. I don't know what else I have to do to win the MVP. Maybe the voters don't like me. Maybe I don't understand. I should be able to win the MVP. He is so obsessed with it. He is so obsessed with it. When really it's an award that if you win it, great, man. If people think you're the MVP, they vote you for it. But it's like, this is my number one thing, is winning the MVP. I think the Sixers could get eliminated from the playoffs on a day he'd win the MVP, and he would go, what a great day! What a great day, because I've won the MVP! I'm the best player in the NBA! Yeah, but your team got knocked out of the playoffs. It's very embarrassing. Oh, I don't care, because I'm the MVP!
Yeah, I think there's an interesting part when it comes to Embiid, because the first part of his career just went to the wayside, right? And he became known as the trust the process guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a question of whether he was ever going to, A, get on the court, and B, become the guy that, well, we've seen these last couple of years. So I think for him, there's some of that personal, hey, can I just get acknowledged as the top guy after busting my ass to get back on the court and becoming the player that I was expected to be when I got drafted? So I think there's a little of that edge, right? Because the winning and the longevity hasn't been there. You mentioned Brady. You mentioned Rodgers. Look, and Rodgers does enough chirping that you can just read between the lines and decide where you want to jump on with him. With Brady in New England, he didn't say much of anything. So, and he doesn't care about MVPs because that's not legacy, right? Legacy is titles. And that's one thing for Joel Embiid. The sooner you can get to that focus, the better. Right, the MVPs are nice. And when they announce you at the Basketball Hall of Fame, which, look, everybody's going to get in that has a nice long career, it would be nice to have those MVPs acknowledged, but they're not necessary. But I tell you what does live forever. It's the winning a ring. Right? Even if you only get one, you got one. And that's not to diminish the MVP, because, I mean, look, the inscriptions on autograph cards and balls and everything you're going to do in your post-career is, I mean, that all adds up to some real money when it's all said and done. But I would say for him, part of it is the, hey, acknowledge all the work I did to get back to the top of the heap already, will you?
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Joel Embiid, he is so obsessed with the MVP. I love the fact that he doesn't win. I want him to lose every year. I want him to be Susan Lucci of the NBA. Why can't I win the MVP?
17 straight years.
Oh, I want to see it. So we'll have more NBA on the way. But right now, we need to say hi to Brian Fenley, who has breaking
news from Fox Sports
here on Fox Sports Radio. Yes, the Mets have won yet again the most wins in baseball, but there is another baseball headline that has just come true. BF.
Yes, Jason, this one does not involve your Mets, sadly, but Reed Detmers, the rookie, the starting pitcher for the Angels, has just enacted a no-hitter, and he is getting congratulated by all of his teammates. He did it in route to a 12-0 win for the Rays, and you look at Detmer's stat line, no earned runs, of course, just two strikeouts, one walk. So, hey, if you don't have the walk, then, you know, and then there's one error, but really close to that perfect game scenario. And the Angels as a whole, guys, back to John Morosi's point in the last hour, how fun are they? They are 10 games over 500 after this win, 21-11 on the season.
Did you say that he enacted a no-hitter?
You like that, don't you?
He enacted one.
You can use that if you want sometime.
He enacted a no-hitter.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. I mean, usually he just threw a no-hitter, he pitched a no-hitter. No, he enacted a no-hitter. So that means he made this no-hitter law? He made this proposal
law. He's the lawgiver.
It's now a law that Reed Detmers has a no-hitter.
That is very true.
At 22,
five,
at,
yeah.
Go ahead, no, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, 5 appearances last year, 7.40 ERA. Fifth, this was his 6th game of this year. He hadn't gotten beyond the 5th in any of his previous starts.
Mm. And now he is the youngest pitcher in Angels history to throw a no-hitter. It was a great celebration. They were running around. I mean, they were chasing them all over the field. They just dumped him with Gatorade on him. Here's the call on Detmers, the 12th no-hitter in Angels history.
Ground ball. Velasquez throws across. He's done it! Reed Detmers throws a no-hitter!
Truly incredible. Knowing the kid, great kid, a battler. What stuff, what a moment, something he will remember the rest of his life.
Gooby sounding like Bill Walton.
Yeah, a little bit.
He'll remember it for the rest of his life.
This is, Mike Harmon, let me tell you, this is an achievement that a young man will have. He will think about it every day. He'll be taking out the garbage, and he'll walk outside and think, I pitched a no-hitter. He'll say it to the mailman as he's walking down the street, whether that mailman is Karl Malone or it's Scotty who brings the mail to him every single day. This is what happens when you become a baseball immortal.
I like that. 12th no-hitter in Angels history. Again, the lack of strikeout punch here. I love that it's defensive-laden to get to this point.
Mm. Two strikeouts for Detmers with a no-hitter. We'll continue to react to this. We'll bring you some post-game sound from Detmers, who just did an interview on the field, and I didn't even know if he knew what he was saying because everybody was jumping after him, trying to rip his jersey off, dumping him with Gatorade. Oh, what a big, big moment right there, a no-hitter in Major League Baseball. Now, not quite the Mets no-hitter, the combined no-hitter of a couple weeks ago, but still, this is pretty good.
Get out.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Well, straight ahead, we got more big stories out of the NBA and a big one out of the NFL. That Yippee Skippy, I'm so happy to bring it to you. Yay! That's next right here. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We just watched 22-year-old Reed Detmers throw a no-hitter. 11th career start. We got another no-hitter. I mean, not the Mets no-hitter. Not quite.
Yeah, we got a real one.
It is a no-hitter. Yeah, it is real. The combined no-hitters are nice. They just don't resonate like the ones do when a guy does it all himself. They just don't resonate.
No, and then you get to go back in the Wayback Machine and see great footage of Nolan Ryan dusting people. Come on. Wearing the coolest hats ever that had the halo on top.
That's true. Those were cool hats. I like those with the big halo all the way around the outside.
When we moved to Southern California, we kind of bounced around a little bit. When I moved back here to join FoxSports.com and to start my origins with Fox Sports Radio, I had a box of stuff that went missing off one of our moving trucks, which included some of my classic hats and jerseys and some other things that I'd had for different bits and collectibles. And that Angels hat was one of those pieces. I'm still salty about it all these years later. It's a great hat!
It is. Hey, there's hats I think about that I go, oh, my God, I wish I still had that hat. I had a fitted Titleist hat. I can't believe the number of times I think about this hat. I had a fitted Titleist hat made by The Game, and I don't know whatever happened to it. And I'm like, oh, my God, that hat was so great. It was blue with a white letter. I go, what happened to that hat? It was such a great hat. And I just know what happened to it.
Pam threw it out.
No, I think I probably left it somewhere. You know, since I started shaving my head like, you know, 15, 18 years ago, the number of times I have gone somewhere and, you know, taken my hat off and then left the hat there is so many times. Because when I had hair and I put the hat on, I'd understand, oh, I got to keep it because my hair is all messy. Okay, I had a hat right here. But now that I don't, when I take my hat off, I go someplace, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I'm good. I'll take the hat off. And I'm like, oh, where's my hat? I forgot it. It happens to me all the time.
See, that's why when you wear jaunty hats that cost you a little more than just the closeout prices, you don't forget those hats.
No, I do.
There's an investment in the look and in the hat itself.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It is now over, mercifully, in Phoenix. It is over. The Suns beat the Mavericks 110-80, a complete demolition of Dallas from the second quarter on. Devin Booker, 28 points on the night. DeAndre Ayton was 20-9. Chris Paul, 7 points, 10 assists, and 35 minutes. Now, luckily, they didn't need Chris Paul tonight because, like I said, it was a big night from Devin Booker. But this is the one big concern that I've said about the Suns, because I told you, look, the Suns are going to wind up being a team that just blows by everybody, right? I'm surprised this series is this close with the Dallas Mavericks, but I expect them to win the series in the next game. My big thing was, is Chris Paul going to hit the wall, right? That's the one thing, because they've been relying on him a lot, and he's older now that he's 37, and how much is he going to be able to have left in the tank as the playoffs go on and on? And tonight, 23 minutes, 5 points. He has not been very dynamic in this series. He's had one really good game, right? He had a really good game in game two, but the other games have not been that great, you know? And the last two games, he's totaled 12 points. You know, it's not been a great series for him, and that's my one fear is he hitting the wall? Is this happening for Chris Paul? Because if he is, that's something that the Suns now have to adjust mid-playoffs on. Because I thought going in, they were so well-equipped because they had to deal with Chris Paul last year, and Chris Paul hit the wall in the middle of the NBA Finals, right? He finally had to play too much basketball, and he was done. Okay, now they've learned how to do it without him. They're relying more on Devin Booker, which is what you should do. But as the playoffs have started, yeah, all right, the Suns are really relying on Chris Paul a lot more, and he had an incredible series against New Orleans. ID was terrific, and now this series it's been not playing the same number of minutes, but just not quite as good. And he has not been a reason at all for them why they were. Like I said, he's had one good game. The rest of it has been, he's just kind of been okay. He's just kind of been there. And if this is the Chris Paul you're going to get, it's going to be really hard for the Suns to win. I thought, hey, you got Chris Paul, and you can cut it. You can keep his minutes down, and you're not going to need to rely on him as much. He's have a lot left in the tank for the end of the playoffs. And now it doesn't kind of look like it's headed that way. That's my one concern for the Suns, and it's kind of coming out right now with him.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the last three games, 12 points, 5 points, 7 points. Rebound totals are down. Did have his double-digit assists tonight. That's the first double-digit assist game since April 26th against New Orleans, so you had a streak of 5 straight without. But I think this was a game where you also got some great contributions he didn't need, especially the second half, Jason, right? As we chronicled, it's like you didn't need huge output from him. He was still out there being an agitator, drawing charges, a couple of which I really, at some point, it's like, can we call the flop? I mean, it's just a joke. Like, Luka got called for something where he was already falling backwards like he was in a WWE ring and gets the charge call, and it's all fine and good. But I don't think they needed him to try to take over. And certainly Devin Booker had his way, had a good first quarter. And then as the second half wore on, he and DeAndre Ayton did a lot of the work. You saw some good work off the bench as well. So I'm not as concerned because I think some of these, to steal from our buddy Rick Bucher, were some LeBron James minutes today. So while it has a 35-minute total, I don't know if there were 35 hard minutes. Nor that did he need to be the leader and the guy with the ball in his hand all the time. So I'll take it with a grain of salt. Your concern is noted and certainly there I've been watching a lot of Law and Order.
Your concern is noted when he tells me. I strenuously object. Your concern is noted.
It is noted.
That few good men line, yeah.
No, your concern for the Phoenix Suns is noted. I just say they've got other guys that step up. Especially as this game got out of sorts, Chris Paul just kind of got out of the way, and he did only have to play 35 minutes. And even those, I mean, there's probably 10 of those where he was just kind of standing around watching stuff happen. So didn't need to step up. I know there's a lot of chatter about his disappearing. It's like they won by 30. Like what is? I don't need a big stat line tonight from him to convince me that things are either going poorly or that he's okay. For now, just take a deep breath and wait to see how this one plays out. But a really disappointing effort from the Mavericks after an inspired 15-16 minutes, right? They started, first quarter was good, beginning of the second quarter, it's like, all right. And then the end of the first half, they just started to get run over.
Yeah, it's like me when I play golf. Like for the first 9 holes, I'm good. Then I'm just done. I'm like, you know what, I'm tired. I'm like, why are you playing so bad? Because I don't care. I want to go home. I played 9 holes. I'm done. I'm not out here to walk 18 holes. Now I'm done. I'm hot. I got stuff to do. My mind is wandering. I've been away from home for 2.5 hours. Now I'm done. I'm done. I'll start out great, but then I'm never going to finish great.
Your mind starts to wander about being back home after 2.5 hours?
No. Not about being. It's more like, because when I play with my dad, right, this is how it goes. He always wants to play.
It's about getting away from Walter.
Right. No. And I love playing with my dad. But, you know, I have stuff to do during the day. You know, I got to either pick up Zoe from school and we have either soccer practice or softball practice or something going on. And I have to prep for the show and do a bunch of different things and, you know, do normal dad and husband stuff. You know, my dad is just, he's on easy street, man. He's been retired for years. So we go play and I go, all right, I'm good for 9. And he stays and plays the last 9. He's like, you're not going to stay? I go, no, dad, it's 1:30. I got to get back. I got to start doing stuff.
I got stuff to do, old man.
Yeah, I've been. When I say away from home, I mean I've been out of pocket now for like 2.5-3 hours in the day, and I got stuff that's piling up on me. Right, I gotta do some things here. The stuff is going to need to get done, whether I play 9 holes or 18 holes. But also physically, I'm tired. I'm like, you know what? I've played 9. This has been fun. I've gotten my fill of it, and now I'm ready. I'm ready to be done. I'm ready to go on. And like I said, my mind starts wandering, and I'm thinking about other things I got to do, and you know, checking my phone. What am I missing? What's happened the last hour or so in sports and all this stuff? So yeah, just like the Mavericks, I'll start out really good. I'll start out real, but then you can kind of count on the fact that okay, it's really going to take a dive at some point. And that was tonight. And that's just like I said, me playing golf, Mavericks tonight, same thing.
No, it's pretty good. Start shooting erratically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Your effort on the follow-ups, you know, your offensive and defensive rebounding, maybe, you know, screens and whatever, you get a little bit lazy. For you, it's, you know, the 10th, 11th hole, you're done.
You've
shot yourself out.
Yeah, my irons get really lazy. I start fading the ball way too much because I'm getting a little tired. That's kind of what happens. I'll still give you something great off the tee, and I'll putt okay. But boy, when I get tired, boy, my middle iron's just like, it's just like, oh, fade to the right, fade to the right, fade to the right. It happens. Like, oh, so I'm tired. I'm done.
There you go. That reminds me. I got to send a message to corporate to see if we're going to get one of those big events again for October.
Oh, great. Yeah, that golf event was fun last time before COVID. That was fun.
Yeah, no, it's good.
That was a fun thing.
Yeah, we should get that back.
We got more coming up in 90 seconds, including something I hope the NBA is really proud of, which means it's something not good. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD? How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio. I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And yes, really quick, before we get into the John Morant story, rest in peace, Bob Lanier, who, even if you don't remember his career and what a great career he had with the Pistons, I mean, the line is going to stay for eternity from Airplane when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar tells the kid, tell your old man to try dragging Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
Career double-double in his long NBA career, 1970 to 1983, Detroit and Milwaukee, 20 points, 10 boards a game, averaging about 33.5 minutes. Yeah, a legend for 14 seasons. But, yes, the line from Airplane, particularly as we finish winning time, it all pulls together because I think we got a good spotlight on some of those players and getting a little run of people going into the backstories and looking at some of those players that are mentioned there. And certainly for Bob Lanier, we've already had that line run forever for the next couple of days, a tribute to the player. The man, and certainly his impact.
Well, I'll tell you, he was in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, right?
What
was
a great
in that
movie. That was.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's in, you know, had his number retired by 2 different teams. Just some kind of career. Bob Lanier passed away at the age of 73. Now, really quick about Ja Morant, because he is likely out for the playoffs, which is probably going to be one more game, with a bone bruise suffered in their defeat on Saturday at the hands of the Golden State Warriors. And all I can say is I hope the NBA is happy, because they decide to not put their foot down and stop chippy play from going on in this series after a ridiculously dirty play early on when Gary Payton is knocked out for the playoffs because of Dylan Brooks coming from behind with one of the dirtiest plays you could possibly see. That didn't stop chippy play, and you know that's going to continue. You know teams are going to be upset. They're going to go into a game with a certain mindset, and what happens? You get a play like what happened to Ja Morant on Saturday where Jordan Poole wrenches his knee back, and now he's out for the rest of the playoffs. Now, is this something that happened on that play, his bone bruises injury? Maybe. Maybe it happened on a possession before. It certainly didn't help matters, but just the fact that you had this happen when it didn't need to happen, had the NBA done something when they first could have put their foot down and said, hey, you know what? All right, yeah, you lost Gary Payton for the series. This is going to be a multiple game suspension for Dylan Brooks. It's what it's got to be. No, they biffed that by giving him a game, so the Warriors are pissed, and now Jordan Poole doesn't get any suspension, and now Ja Morant is out for the playoffs. Watch out. watch out for the next game because the NBA's decided we don't need to make sure that this series isn't chippy. I'm telling you, I warned you and said it was coming after the Dylan Brooks play because the NBA didn't do anything. It happened to John Morant. Guess what? It's going to happen again because the NBA's decided, yeah, we're going to stick our head in the sand on stuff like this. I don't get it. It's an epic fail by the NBA.
Well, we've talked about it a lot game to game, is that there's no rhyme or reason or consistency into the level of contact and what it means and how it's adjudicated, right? A lot of reviews at the side table, but there's no one-size-fits-all, and we get that to a degree, but when you have an egregious play like you did with Dylan Brooks, it's the, all right, let's all get together. We've only got so many teams. Get everybody on a conference call, and this is it. We're not having any more. You got 8 All-Stars that have already missed at least one game, right? That was a stat Steve DeSager gave us last night. And you're only in the second round. You haven't finished the second round yet. So, you know, to have all of those frequent occurrences, and with Ja Morant, one of your games, rising stars and guy everybody's talking about, to have it even come into question that play is the thing that puts him on the shelf, yeah, the NBA certainly has a problem in that regard.
Twitter at How About a Fresca Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Way to go, NBA. Guys are getting hurt. It's all your fault. Nice job. But coming up next, speaking of the NBA, we're going to play a game that it's just as difficult and as fun as the Magic Johnson Twitter game because
it's
simple.
Yeah, let's go.
And you have to get it done, right? That's coming up next right here. Oh, by the way, the Kings now up 4-2 over Edmonton. They have just scored on a power play midway through the third period there. So the Kings on their way, on their way. Also, is a great NBA game. Keep it right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
The night in the NBA is over. We had a couple of big-time blowout wins. So, let's celebrate that with something a little bit more fun.
Let's go.
The official odds came out for many coaches to be the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. So, in a game I like to call, can I be the Lakers head coach? I'm going to give you somebody, and your job is to tell me if there are odds on this person to be the next Lakers head coach, or if it's somebody I just made up and there's no odds on them.
Oh, I like it. All right. Good.
Playing this game, myself, Mike Harmon, Alex Teicher, Brian Fenley, Brandon Truffa, our producer. Are you guys ready to go?
Let's get it on.
All right.
Born ready.
Mick Cronin.
Hey.
Are there odds on Mick Cronin to be the next Lakers head coach? UCLA, Los Angeles Lakers, not a far jump. Are there real odds on him?
No.
No, okay.
Mick is one of the best guys out there. Love him, but I don't think he's out there for the Laker job.
Okay.
No.
All right, no. Teicher?
Cronin sounds like a Marvel superhero, so I'm going to say no.
There are – that makes no sense. But there
sounds like
are,
a name, doesn't it?
There, yes, Cronin. Cronin's yeah. Just like everything else is a name.
Dr. Cronin, you know? Dr. Cronin.
Oh, like we're doing Kronos.
That's close. Could be his cousin.
Going into Percy Jackson world.
There are no odds on Mick Cronin.
Let's go.
John Calipari. Are there odds on John Calipari being the next Lakers head coach?
A little longer odds than maybe 15 years ago, but sure, why not?
Okay.
I'm going no.
All right.
I'm going to say no.
No from Brandon? All
absolutely.
Right.
He's going to be the coach.
Hot take, Alex Teicher.
He is the coach.
At 20-1, there are odds on
that's
John
right,
Calipari.
That's right, baby. Remember this. He's going to be the coach.
Okay. Becky Hammon. Are there odds on Becky Hammon being the next Lakers head
isn't
coach?
Isn't she a soccer player?
No, that's Becky Sauerbrunn.
Oh, okay.
Are there odds on Becky Sauerbrunn being the next Lakers? Becky Hammon. Are there odds
sure.
on Becky Hammon? Okay.
Yes, there definitely is.
Okay.
I'm going to say no, because didn't she just take a WNBA job?
Doesn't matter. It's the Lakers. Doesn't matter. Okay.
I'm going to say
no. All right.
Brandon's in the right. I'm going 3 for 3. It's a no.
There are 66-1 odds on Becky Hammon.
Let's go.
Lakers head coach. Sister Jean. Are there odds on Sister Jean?
They do need a miracle to become consistently good again.
They do. Hey, so right there.
A little divine intervention? The answer is no, but I dig it.
Okay. Don't think there's fun 1,000-1, 5,000,000-1 odds? Okay.
No, but she could be in the running for the Saints head coach. You see what I did there?
Yeah, he's got to do that in the Berman voice. But of the Saints, DJ, clearly.
No.
No, there are no odds on Sister Jean being the next head coach.
Yeah, I was going to say no, so I'll take that win.
Motor in.
Are there odds on Stan or Jeff Van Gundy? Are either of the Van Gundys?
Oh, yeah.
Are there odds on them?
Absolutely.
Yes?
Yeah, definitely.
One or both?
One. I'm going to go Jeff.
Both.
Okay.
They're both going to be co-head coaches for one team.
Yes.
Yeah, both. Head coach, vice head coach.
Stan Van Gundy, Jeff Van Gundy are at 40 and 50
yes,
to
sir.
One to
wow,
be the next
that?
Lakers head coach.
He'll be the assistant regional coach.
assistant to the regional coach. Assistant to
oh,
the
okay,
coach.
Yeah.
David Fizdale. It's David
Take
Fizdale
for
on the
explain
list.
It to me.
Sure. Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
He's got Southern California roots. Yeah, I'm going yes.
Nah, you're trying to play right now, Jay. There's no way he's on there.
At 12-1,
take that for
David
data.
Fizdale, one of the shorter odds guys at 12-1.
That's one of the favorites right there.
All right, real fast, last one. Jim Boeheim.
Yes.
Odds on Jim Boeheim.
Yes.
Yes, Daddy.
No, there are no odds on Jim Boeheim.
Daddy
to be the
Boeheim.
Next coach.
I saw a guy pull a Buddy Boeheim autograph out of a pack and he cursed.
We get back into a big story in the NBA next, Fox.
Daddy Boeheim.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.